SBS Radio.
Trishna, thank you so much for accepting the interview on NITV Radio.
Thanks for having me.
What are the main issues artists and Indigenous artists are facing now in this coronavirus time?
You know, artists are quite a vulnerable population, and Indigenous populations also are quite vulnerable. In this time, I suppose we're all facing a huge change in the way that we do our day-to-day activities, and especially for artists, in particular performing artists who require an audience, suddenly we're unable to do that work. The impacts are on so many different levels, but I think the main impacts are things like possibly a feeling of loneliness, feeling isolated from other people. Also, because of this disruption to our daily activities, it can be very demotivating. And I think finally, just feeling overwhelmed about what's happening right now and how we adjust.
What would be your advice? Or maybe let's go step by step. So what's your advice on dealing with loneliness?
Loneliness is an interesting one because it's very much a psychological experience. So on the one hand, you know, you might feel lonely even if you have other people around you. On the other hand, you may not have other people around you, but you might not feel lonely. So some things that you could do for loneliness, for some people it might just be enough to understand that other people are there and going through the same experience. For others, it's important to reach out and seek that connection with other people. And I suppose at the moment, you know, with technology as it is, fortunately we have a range of options available to us. You know, we could pick up the phone, but we could also do some sort of video conferencing, FaceTime or Google Hangouts and so on. Also just thinking more at a community level. Even though we're not allowed to be too physically close to people, I've seen a lot of instances of neighbourhoods all sitting on their front porches and still feeling that connection because other people are out there. And, you know, connection can be as easy as a smile or a nod as you pass someone.
I guess that's also helping with the feeling of isolation.
That's right.
What about disruption to our daily routine? That's probably a big one, mainly for performers, as you said, who need that physical contact, that audience, that feedback.
Yes, that's a really interesting one. I think there's a few different ways that you can approach this. You could think of this time as a way to develop new material. So it could be actually a pause and an opportunity to explore ideas. But there has also been a lot of instances of just moving performance online. And actually that goes for the visual arts as well, with galleries presenting online rather than in physical spaces. So again, we sort of see technology rising to the occasion with things like live streams, with music concerts, for example, or if you're an artist that is more engaged with the community, there are a lot of opportunities for networking, so social networking sites. So I think artists are a very resilient and adaptive group because really it's part of the nature of the work that you have to be creative and find new ways of doing things. And I think that there has been a lot of evidence that artists can adapt and use some of these new online platforms to keep getting their work out there.
What about, so we spoke also about situations when people feel overwhelmed, so when it just all feels too much, technology is not working, is not my friend. What would be your advice on that? How to?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yes, it's certainly a tool that can end up not being so also helpful if you consider things like finding yourself stuck on Facebook for hours on end just scrolling through bad news. So yes, it does need to be used with care. And I think the best response to that is to notice, one, what your feeling is when you're using these platforms. Are you overwhelmed by the information presented? What are the physical sensations that go along with it? Do you feel agitated or, you know, nervous? And I think if you're getting any of those sorts of signals, then you just need to reassess how you're using that tool. So, you know, the idea that we need to be continually updated on what's happening day to day as the situation unfolds, perhaps we don't need to be informed 24/7. There are a lot of really great official sources that you can go to that have good practical advice about how to deal with the present situation. So, for example, the Department of Health has a website that has up-to-date resources for both the general public and the industry about COVID-19. So it may just be setting aside, for example, a certain amount of time to keep updated day to day, but just to notice if you're spending too much time and unplugging at that point.
I guess that's a big challenge. Maybe I am personally facing that. I just end up scrolling Facebook and Instagram and I get stuck for hours.
Yes. And I think at that point, you know, I say unplugging, and I think at that point that might be a good time to step out and notice the neighbours and take a walk. And although, you know, we're navigating some tricky terrain there as far as, okay, what are we allowed to do? We can still walk, and we just need to be aware of the distance as we pass each other. I think the other beauty of getting out there is that some gentle exercise as well. It takes us out of our minds for a moment and back into our bodies. There's also other physical ways to address anxiety, such as breathing techniques. A really simple breathing technique is to focus on the breath. You can count if you want, and just on the in-breath you might count 1, 2, 3, and to extend the out-breath you might count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's a way of just calming yourself physiologically. So I think at that point there's a number of things that we can do to just get out of our heads a little bit and come back to focusing on self-care, physical health, and just tapping back into connection with our community.
What if we can't manage this ourselves? How do we know it's the time to actually reach for help?
You should never feel worried about reaching out for help. So at any stage, if you feel like you need support, you should reach out. It's good to be aware of the different levels at which we can reach out. You might reach out just by picking up the phone and calling a friend. You might get in touch with family. And then beyond that, there's other levels of help. Your GP is a great point of contact. There's the Better Health Access through Medicare is a way that you can access rebatable sessions with a psychologist, psychiatrist or social worker, and your GP is the first point of call if you want to access that system. And if you really feel like you're in a crisis, there are also some fantastic crisis lines and websites that are available 24/7. So there's Lifeline, Beyond Blue, and for artists there's some fantastic resources, including the Support Act Wellbeing Helpline. And some other organisations include Entertainment Assist. They have a fantastic website and online resources there as well.
Thank you so much. So hopefully whoever's listening, if they're not feeling great, there is help. There are ways to cope with this situation. Thank you so much for joining us on NITV Radio, Trisna.
Thanks for having me.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.